I want to mention, kind of on a sad note, that another great horticulturist has passed away. They buried Tom Keeter this morning, and he is 79 years old. A lot of people, Tom was kind of a behind-the-scenes man, but he had a lot of influence on the horticulture industry of Texas. His brother, Jim Keeter, is probably one of the leading landscape architects in the area. I think he had a lot to do with maybe something to do with SeaWorld and a lot to do with Fiesta Texas out there. And a lot of people don't realize that Tom got, before I came, that was 35, 40 years ago, he got the Verstus growing tomatoes out at he used to grow a lot of plants for some of the city officials. And then, of course, one of these exposés, it might have been Paul Thompson, did an exposé about them using city facilities and everything to grow tomato plants for the. So he had to quick get rid of them, so he took them out to Verstus, and that's the way they started growing tomatoes.
Really?
And have kept it up all these years, and that's where we do the major tomato testing all over there. But Tom's major influence was that when he first came, he studied at A&M. He didn't ever graduate from A&M, but he always had a strong affiliation at A&M. And he started working for the San Antonio Parks and Recreation Department for 31 years. He was in that position. Started before I did. And during his career...
What position was he in?
He was... he started out as greenhouse manager. And right there at the last, he was the big dog over there. And he, during his career, he worked on Hemisphere 68... San Antonio World Fair, and a lot of his imprints are on the San Antonio River Extension and Convention Center complex, and San Antonio Botanical Garden. Of course, he was the one that actually, see, they've got it written in this obituary, San Antonio Botanical Center. That's what we used to call it before they decided to rechange it, he was actually the one that put that together, San Antonio Botanical Garden.
Hmm.
And also the historical King William River Development floodgates and marina at Nueva Street, which is dedicated by the city as the Tom Keeter Marina. A lot of people don't realize that. But anyway, he passed away. Now, Tom did a lot of... It said that he was Tom received great joy playing Santa Claus in the annual Christmas River Parade. I never knew that. He was the Santa Claus in the Christmas River Parade.
Maybe that was before our time.
I don't know.
Maybe we didn't recognize him. Maybe in a Santa Claus outfit.
But you wouldn't. he had that Santa Claus bib. And he was always a great good friend of Sam Cotner's. What they couldn't come up with couldn't be. And a lot of the stories that we've heard about them can't be told on radio.
Uh-huh.
So, but of course, you know, regardless of how hard you work and strive and try to do a good job, we all have our burdens to bear in our obituary. And Tom is the one that hired Paul Cox.
Oh.
So
that was kind of like bamboo, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, somebody else has to deal with Paul.
You can't get rid of him.
Yeah. And Tom never admitted that, though.
You know, oh.
Jerry's bringing it out. He's just an evil, basically evil person.
The first time I ever saw Paul Cox, we were up at, they were getting ready to build the Lost Maples Park. And I was just a young, feisty kid just come into town, you know. And they said, oh, well, we got color on our trees in Texas. So we went up there to see the Lost Maples Park. I mean, this was full. They didn't even have a parking lot or entrance or anything. And Paul Cox was on that trip. And so I went in there. I said, where are they? Where's the color? And they'd point out trees, individual trees, you know, over on the back. I said, I know why they call this Lost Maples, because you got to be lost to find them or be looking somewhere where they're lost to see them. But anyway, Tom Keeter said, and this guy was a class act horticulturist and botanist, and he said Paul Cox was the best botanist he'd ever seen. Best tree man he'd ever seen in his life. And I found that to be true, too, through the years. But anyway.
Really? Now, we better record that.
Yeah.
As much.
I said tree man, not ornamental shrub.
Now, just because he likes gray. Gray is his favorite color.
There's a lot of gray trees.
Yeah.
They're brown and gray.
Now, I think we teased the heck out of Paul, but I think there's a lot of people that agree he is one of the best Texas horticulturists around.
Absolutely. And he wrote that beautiful, colorful book of his, you know.
Gray.
Still available.
Yeah, it's color illustrated, gray and black and white.
Yeah, there's.
But anyway, old Big Tom Keeter, we're going to miss him. Died at age of 79.